hey, the first play of the season, what kind of message does that send to your team, to your league?
Well,
play fates and then air it out?
Yeah. You know, I think it number one, it sends a message, I think, just to our team that we got the utmost confidence in everything that we do, and you know, we're not going to shy away from taking shots early in a football game, and you have to be able to do that. I think from a defensive standpoint, it sends a little bit of message that, okay, there's an opportunity there to, you know, we need to defend the deep ball just a little bit. And our guys, you know, we just missed by about 6 inches on the whole play. So it was there. It was well executed. We just got to finish a little better.
You never went back to that type of play after that. How did that open up the short stuff?
Well, what it does is it allows the defenders, obviously, to be a little softer. You know, mm-hmm. Sometimes when you present the same offensive formation, they've seen it once. You might get them once, but they'll be all over it the next time. So, you know, by formations, you can make those adjustments during the game, and it does open up your underneath stuff, and you have the ability now, because they are a little softer, to kind of nickel and dime them just a little bit.
I think Alex said his eyes just kind of lit up when he saw the script.
Yeah, he did, and he was excited about the first play, and it also kind of settles you into the ball game. In fact, mm-hmm. take you know you can take a shot early and kind of get you into the flow of the game.
DeMarcus Ware has his hands on the ground now. Like the first game, how did he look to you at that? And what kind of challenge is blocking that guy?
I'm going to tell you, he's a tremendous football player. We've seen him a lot when we were in Philadelphia, and he had his hand in the dirt a lot there when in their sub packages. And he's, you got to know where number 94 is at all times. You just have to. He'll line up to the weak side. He'll line up to the strong side. He'll stand up. He'll put his hand in the ground. Tremendous football player. Give him the utmost respect, and it's well deserved. I mean, he's a good football player, and we got to know where he's at.
I saw a lot of Cyrus Green on third down, even in the first half, Jamal was fine. What do you see from him in that third down role? How is he doing that? How skilled is he?
Well, one, it gives a chance for Jamal to rest, number one. The second thing is he did a great job through preseason in blitz pickup protections. He's a tough running back that is smart and knows protection really well. So it's, again, a chance for Jamal to rest and him to come in and help us in a protection situation.
Where's Nile with his blocking?
Niles right there with him, you know, and Niles still growing with the offense, and he's learning, and you know, he'll be in there as well.
Is it, as you say, Doug, it's a chance to get Jamal some rest, but how difficult is it for you when your big play guys taking him off the field in some big situations? Is that a tough thing to do?
It is hard to pull your better players off the football field, but if he can rest for a play or two and give us good production in the fourth quarter or win it, you know, late in the game, then we're going to continue to do that. And plus it gives our young backs a chance to go in and get some valuable reps.
You didn't get too many short yardage or goal line type things the other day. How's that going to line up? Are you going to use Davis as your short yardage guy? Is it going to be Jamal?
It's week to week, and it's game plan by game plan. We have to do a better job in our short yardage situations. You know, we had the one goal line run with Jamal early in the game that from the 2 yard line. So that was very productive there, but we have to tighten up our short yardage. We got to do better there, better at the point. We understand that, the guys understand that, and you know, it's a big to stay on the football field and sustain drives. You got to convert those third and ones.
Is Anthony Sherman maybe more versatile of a player than you thought maybe when you first got him?
Yeah, you know, you go back to training camp, and you know, we experimented with him kind of away from the box just a little bit and out in space, and he's got great hands. He's a good route runner, and if we can continue to find ways to get him out in space and utilize him that way, we're going to do that. But he is a big part of this offense, and like I said, we're going to continue to work it.
Did you kind of know that about him when you first got him, or you think that he was just kind of a
you hear fullback and you think he's a big bruiser type guy, which you need on your football team, but when you study film and you see him run around, you know there's some athleticism there. He's got good hips. He can run, and he's got good hands. So ultimately, when you get him in your camp and you start experimenting with him, then you know exactly what you got.
What allowed their D to get a bunch of turnovers at first game?
Well, it starts with their D coordinator, Monty. I mean, he's always preached tackle the football. And you know, Coach Marinelli, when they were in Chicago, they did the same thing in Chicago. And they're very good at it. They're very opportunistic, and you know, it's something that we have to be very, very aware of from the quarterback position, running back, anybody that touches the football. They got to be aware of that, and they do it very well.
The familiarity of being in NFC East, seeing the Cowboys twice a year, how does that help with game planning this week?
It helps in the sense that we just know their personnel. You know, it's a different D coordinator, so it's a little different structure than what we've seen in years past. But understanding their personnel and how they play and how they, you know, defend certain situations is very valuable to us as an offensive staff. And yet, you know, we're new to them as well a little bit, so with a whole other set of challenges for them. So they're studying it just like we are, and we just got to make sure that the matchups are in our favor.
Thank you.